This is IGN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
A strong return to stealth and sand. This is your IGN review of Assassin's Creed Mirage by Jarrett Green. During the same year the first iPhone was released, and Prince played Purple Rain at a halftime show where it literally rained, another bit of culture was changed forever. The first Assassin's Creed was released to mixed reviews. Not everyone loved Ubisoft's approach to stealth and action, but it was widely agreed that this game was onto something. In the 15-plus years since, its many sequels traded stealth for something far bigger and flashier, but lost sight of the very spirit of how it began. Assassin's Creed Mirage takes a lot of important, imperfect steps to get back to its roots, and though that means as it does no particular thing that hasn't been done before, the focus and commitment to briskly paced missions and stealth-heavy exploration scratches an itch that the RPG-based entries couldn't reach. It might not be the most ambitious of games, but it does restore hope that there is still some room for a version of Assassin's Creed that we haven't seen in almost a decade. Stealth is king again in Assassin's Creed. Mirage does away with the XP and leveling your character completely, meaning every enemy is just a hidden blade away from doom if you play your cards right. Most areas have lots of ways to stay hidden, and the returning Eagle Scouting option helps you check all angles before deciding your next move. It was refreshing to approach a scenario and have to weigh my options based on its many moving parts, rather than simply considering if the loot is worth the mindless slaughter that will follow. Strongholds like high-security prisons and coastal fortresses regularly feature many guards with staggered patrols and overlapping sightlines. Early on especially, the threat of fighting multiple enemies at once is so daunting that using the shadows, sharp timing, and the environment is a necessity to make progress towards well-defended objectives. Even more than in the pre-Origin games, I have had to make vigorous use of precariously hanging dock supplies or conveniently placed spice bags to cause enough chaos to see to my ends. Your tools, which can easily be worked into combat but are invaluable during stealth, really shine in Mirage, especially when you upgrade them to increase effect ranges or have dramatic additional effects. My favorite dissolves the bodies of anyone I kill with a throwing knife, destroying all evidence of the dead. Realistic? No, but extremely useful. Bazeem also has a special stealth kill combo ability that functions almost like Deadeye in Red Dead Redemption, allowing you to mark a number of targets and kill them all in stylish and slightly bizarre fashion. This is great for clearing a room of guards that would be tricky to separate otherwise, or for ticking down priority targets when an out-and-out fight will be unavoidable. It's powerful, but balanced by the need to charge a special meter by performing quiet kills the old-fashioned way, and that it can only be activated when you're anonymous. Combat is jarringly slower and more deliberate than we've become accustomed to, especially coming from Valhalla's bevy of weapon types and special attacks, but I prefer Mirage's heavy emphasis on counters and dodging incoming attacks, enforced by the sometimes erratic attack patterns from enemies, mixed with the high damage they do in melee. Attackers don't wait for their friends to be cut down before taking their turn to come at you, so you often need to avoid multiple swings at once, and engaging more than two or three guards at a time can be oppressive. There are very few enemy types. Regular soldiers, bigger armored soldiers that can't be damaged head-on, and elite hunters, who are sent for you when your notoriety is at its highest level. However, these all can vary slightly based on the weapons they have. A heavy soldier with a mace is a different sort of threat than one with a greatsword, for example, so you'd always have to be aware and adjust accordingly, and I never found myself wanting for new challenges. For as much of Mirage's design feels like a callback to old eras of the series, combat feels like the biggest change that's unique to this game, and it's one that I really liked. Assassin's Creed Mirage's return to the stealthy style that launched this series doesn't do everything right, but everything it does feels like it was done with purpose. This means a shorter game with a smaller map, fewer collectibles, smaller scope in combat, and a limited selection of gear to play with, all of which I found refreshing relative to the arguably bloated scale of 100-hour games like Odyssey and Valhalla. It also means an overly simplistic plot with mostly forgettable characters, but what the story lacks in depth, it makes up for with its straightforward quest progression and fast pacing. Though there's no big standout wow moment, Baghdad is a beautiful location in its own right, and the world's detail is focused inward, making every alley and hovel feel well-traveled and full of detail and history. I'd recommend Mirage to anyone who's lapsed on Assassin's Creed, as its back-to-basics approach is a successful first step in returning the feeling that the earlier industry-defining games gave me so long ago. Assassin's Creed Mirage's IGN score? 8. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Assassin's Creed updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.